As I was a-walking one morning in May, far sweet exultation I wandered my way, and I set myself down to rest in the dress. And was it came to me that a young Indian lass, she sat down beside me, took hold of my hand, saying, "You were a stranger, not one of our land. But if you will follow and along with me, I will teach you the language of the Maid of Moki." Together we wandered, together we roamed, till we came to a cottage, the coconut grove. Said she, "You are welcome, and since you have come, you'll live by yourself in this snug little home. Oh, no, pretty fair maid, this never can be, for I have a sweetheart in my own country, and I would not forsake her, nor she won't me, for the heart beats as true as the Maid of Moki. Last time I saw her, she stood on the sand, and as I passed by her, she waved her hand, crying, "When you get over to the one that you love, you may think of pretty Moki in the coconut grove." And now I'm safe over to my own native shore. My friends and relations can see me once more, but where are they all? Oh, none do I see that I could compare with the Maid of Moki.